Hi everyone, SaneMain here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Don, and here's what he has to say. Hi SaneMain, longtime listener. I believe you posted the image with Swedish men wearing shirts stating the future is female in your meme collections recently, and it got me thinking about how or if socialism contaminates normal male behavior. I wonder if there's a link between gentrification, social app technology, and male domestication with the inverse decline in testosterone. Where the repression of the native heterosexual male sexual instinct, i.e. war, polyamory, promiscuity leads to a compliant, docile, homosexual, and blind allegiance to the gynocentric state. I know you've alluded to this in prior topics, but what I'm seeing in Europe and in my home country, the United States, it's just that. A rise in homosexuality and blind acceptance to the gynocentric state. I surmise there are social pressures coupled with economic considerations, i.e. money factors that ultimately force the hand of the male in Western civilization to go against his natural instinct to be free and promiscuous, and ultimately marry a depreciating asset to placate himself and bargain with Western reality of cuckoldry. I live in Colombia, so fortunately the same social pressures appear to have been rejected by a male consensus, and managed by keeping prostitution legal, thus preventing a decline in testosterone, which is my thesis. Please elaborate on this topic. And thank you for all your hard work, Sandman. Well, Don, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Your timing couldn't be better, as I recently watched a video from Chris Williamson that I've linked in the description, as today's not-so-mystery link. His guest mentions that a man holding a gun will increase his testosterone level. So if you're living out in the country and you're armed, that automatically elevates your T levels. Tim Pool was also mentioning that voters in the Rust Belt that do manual labor jobs voted for Trump, because they know what real work looks like. But what if they really vote a Republican because their testosterone levels are higher? Because they do physical work to begin with? We know that working out will increase those levels. Are you not technically working out when you're lifting heavy things on a construction site? There are lots of reasons for the decline in men's testosterone. Environmental pollution, plastics in the water, and food containers. Including some mystery factor X that science has yet to reveal. Also, Don, just because you haven't seen the effects of it in your adopted country of Colombia doesn't mean that it's not happening there as well. The recent studies I've seen shown that since the year 2000, we're seeing a drop of 2.64% a year. You're in a country where the men appear masculine. That's because the men you see around you didn't have their brains and bodies shaped by low testosterone. The young guys today, however, are developing with smaller bodies. And in many cases, their brains are not receiving the proper amount of T when they are still in the womb, as well as when they go through puberty. So is it any wonder that many are so weak and feminized these days? I'll also discuss what that mystery factor X is in potentially lowering testosterone in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men are turning into sad sacks of soy before our very eyes clown world show. Lower testosterone means lower sex drive, hence one of the reasons why guys are having a lot less sex than prior generations. Those that do still want it don't have to become as masculine as men 50 years ago because the record number of women are now taking the pill, and that makes them more attracted to weaker and more sensitive males. That could also explain why the pretty boy phenomenon is gaining popularity in Asia and beyond. Women taking the pill are under control by society, and because they no longer fear getting preggers, which means they can have careers. This is something that was impossible before birth control and the pill. But when they ovulate, they might send out signals to males so that we release testosterone in turn. In that Chris Williams podcast, the issue of the male deer in mating season is brought up. And when the females of that species are in heat, the males suddenly grow out their antlers, and they become aggressive. Hopefully that's the right word, and try and kill each other to gain access to reproduction. Their T levels spike through the roof. What if ovulating female humans give off signs to men and it increases our T levels too? The reason this would be important is because a record number of women are now taking the pill and suppressing their progesterone and estrogen levels that would normally be elevated during 1 week of the month when they're actually fertile? What if in some way men are like those male deer? We don't get the signal, or we get less signals from females in heat, and that ends up affecting our T levels. But going back to the theme of physical activity and testosterone levels, maybe the political divide in America being a mostly rural/urban one might have to do with those in the country being more physically involved in labor, versus those in the city where everything gets done for them. In the city, you don't even have to cook, because there are fast food restaurants everywhere. You don't even have to walk down the street to get takeout. You have it delivered through apps like DoorDash. You don't have to go to a physical bank and can do online banking. I'm old enough to remember having to go to places to get things done. Walking also increases your T levels, and people are walking less than ever. So by that logic, yes, there is a decline related to male domestication in cities. It's not that the liberal Democrat cities are filled with low testosterone lefties, but that they produce them due to things like inactivity and convenience foods. In the country, you're a lot less likely to drive to a fast food place 20 or 30 miles away. You're more likely to do work on a big yard. You're more likely to work in farming or industry. In the 1950s, Holland measured the T-scores of new recruit soldiers and found those that watched television had half the amount of those that didn't. So you're right about social apps, because they are actually screens and make men more sedentary, which will reduce those levels. As for the Chris Williamson not-so-mystery link, there's an interesting part where the guest says that when women would plan careers because of the birth control pill, this led to a mating crisis. We could see that crisis take hold in the 70s once women's fertility rate in the West went below replacement. She also mentions that men might have begun floundering because with so many women on the pill, maybe women's scent had changed, and men subconsciously figured that women weren't fertile anymore. Who knows? But there's a very real possibility that ovulating women increase men's testosterone. The pill also turns women off to masculine men, and may actually be to blame for some of the rise in gay and bi people and Zoomers. That bisexual women that are on the pill don't have that 1 week in their month-long cycle where they're attracted to masculine males, but the other 3 weeks they're attracted to females. We know that there are tons of bi women that grow out of that phase and eventually they get married and start having families. If having guns around lifts a man's testosterone levels, then is it possible that since third world countries aren't always the safest, that the perceived danger elevates men's levels there too? I don't really understand why prostitution would increase men's levels, Don. There are brothels all over Germany and men's levels are crashing in that country as well. I think that there are tons of reasons as to why the levels are where they are. Obesity being a big one, no pun intended. As for this picture of the male feminist, it's always the weak men that stand up for women, it seems. They seem to be projecting that they're the caring and nurturing type. That's the type of man no woman would be attracted to that wasn't taking the pill. It's their reproductive strategy to project themselves as nice guys, to compensate for being perverts and creeps in many cases. They go out of their way often to call masculine men misogynists and creeps, when in reality all they're doing is projecting their own faults on men that look like they could more easily attract the attention of women. They're bitter, and seeing this picture of male feminists kind of reminds me of the old-timey pictures of suffragettes and how hideous they looked. Except these guys aren't fighting for men's rights. They're fighting for women's rights. At least the unattractive first-wave feminists were fighting for themselves. These guys can't even say that. Finally getting to why the West is ready to collapse, it's because without the masculine men keeping up the infrastructure running, the whole thing will be like trying to run an advanced civilization using a bunch of packlets. That's a fictitious alien species from Star Trek that wasn't all that bright, but still somehow managed to con people out of their technology in a bumbling buffoon kind of way. I'm thinking that as the demographic replacement of the First World is done by the Third World, that East Asia and Eastern Europe are going to be the places to be, and maybe even Dubai. But not forever, as their populations continue to crash too. South Africa is falling, and that's the future of the West if we're not careful. It probably won't even need to be the minorities or migrants causing problems, but simply the competent masculine men going away, and there won't be enough such men to maintain the basic infrastructure. A few days ago on Twitter, I saw a video with a couple of soy boys saying that we need to end farming to stop global warming. They're so out of touch with reality that they apparently don't even know where their food comes from. Get ready for rolling blackouts and supply chain disruptions as so-called toxic masculinity disappears and the soy starts to flow. But the wokesters will continue to double down on the idea that masculinity is toxic, even when they're starving and their toilets don't work. We have too many men that are working useless office jobs or just refuse to work in general because they can't get ahead in life no matter how hard they work. The incentives are not there like before, and neither is the testosterone. Just wait until AI girlfriends and sex bots come out. then you'll start to see civilization crash completely. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Dawn for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way they with collapsing testosterone levels. Soon men will be too impotent to smash anyone anymore. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women and wokesters that think they can eliminate masculinity and still have the light stay on away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.